looking at the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Vav and Beis. Kol mitzvah shehi tluya ba'aretz. Any mitzvah that depends upon the karka, things that grow from the ground, shemitah, etc., trumas maisris, eino noheges el ba'aretz. Those mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. V'she'eino tluya ba'aretz. But a mitzvah that has nothing to do with the karka is what we call a chovas haguf. No heges bein baretz ubein b'chutz laretz. It applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz laretz. And here we turn to Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. There are two exceptions, however. Mitzvos that depend upon karka, and yet they apply even in chutzlar. It's chutz min ha'orla v'kilayim. Orla, we'll soon see, there are two opinions, the most famous of which is that orla in chutzlaritz applies as a result of halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. And the other opinion, which is a little bit less prominent, is that the Iser of Orla and Chutzlaretz is only Dirabbanan. That's as far as Orla is concerned. As far as Kelayim is concerned, first we should mention that in Parshas Kedoshim, we have a number of different categories, subcategories of Kelayim. The Torah says, "Eskukosai tishmoru, behem tchalo sarbiya kelayim, sod tchalo tizra kelayim, begi kelayim shatnis lo yalech lo lecha." We have kelayim of harbas shtei mine behemos. When you take two animals and you crossbreed them, that's called klai behema. We have something called klai zroim. When you take two types of grains or two types of vegetables, let's say you take wheat and barley, and you mix them together, that's called klai zroim. And then we have klai akerem, which means that we plant grains or vegetables very close to the grapevines. And finally, we have something called klai begodim, which is shatnez, a mixture of wool and linen together. There also is something called klai ha'ilon, which is when you take two types of trees and you graft them together. In any event, our Mishnah is referring to klai ha'kerem. In other words, with regard to klai behema and klai begodim, these are not tluyim ba'aretz, have nothing to do with the karka. Klai zerem and klai zroim only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So the case of Kalayim, of an Iser Kalayim, which is totally Bekarka and yet applies even Chutz Loretz, that's the case of Klai HaKerem. And Klai HaKerem in Chutz Loretz is an Iser Drabbanan. And that's a Sugya in Mesechta Orla, and a Gemara later on in Daf Lamites. The reason why the Chachomim were more Machmir in Klai HaKerem is because Klai HaKerem generates an Iser HaNoah. The Torah itself was more machmir, and the Rabbanan followed suit. Klai Zroim or Klai Ilon is Mutter BaHaNoah. And that's based on a pasuk in Dvarim Chav Beis, Lo Tizra Karmacha Kelayim, Pentigdash Hamaleya. And the phrase Pentigdash Tugdash Hamaleya indicates an Iser HaNoah. And because the Torah was machmir with an Iser HaNoah, therefore, the Rabbanan instituted Gzera and they asked Klai HaKerem even in Chutz Loretz. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Af HeChodosh. Chodosh means the Tua from the new crop. That means it hasn't passed the date of the Omer, which is Tezayin B'Nisan. And that's Iser Chodosh Lachilas Odom, Lachilas Hejot, which is derived from a pasuk in Parshas Emor, V'lechem v'koli v'karmel lo sochlu ad etzem hayom azad haviechem es karbon elokechem. And the question is, whether the Iser Chodosh, that applies to the five species of grains, applies even in Chutz Laretz. We know it applies even after the Churban HaBayis in Eretz Yisrael, even though they stopped bringing the Omer. The date itself, Tetzayim B'Nisan, is Matir, and transforms all the Chadosh into Yashan is Matir. But what about Chutz Laretz? So if you take a look at this sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, the impression you get, if he's adding on to Orla and Kelayim, which we're not sure if he is, then he's telling us that just like Orla and Kelayim are Yisurim HaNoagim even b'Chutz Laretz, so too Chadosh is knowing even in Chutz Laretz. And then we have to analyze the sheet of the Chachom, the Tanakama. They did not add the Chadosh to this list of Yisurim that are applicable even in Chutz Laretz. The Gemara now wants to understand, what does the Mishnah mean when it speaks about mitzvahs hatluyos baretz, mitzvah she'enam tluyos baretz, mai tluya umai she'ena tluya? What does the Mishnah actually mean when it says tluya baretz? Ilema tluya dechsiv be'bia, if it means that it's dependent upon Eretz Yisrael, because the Torah opens up the parish of that particular mitzvah, that particular avera, with the words kisavo el haaretz, or vahaya ki viacha, phrases of that sort that are scattered throughout the Torah. And then mitzvah she'ena tluya means the lochsiv be'bia, the Torah does not introduce it with bia. Well, there are mitzvahs which are introduced by the language of bia, and yet they apply even in Chutz Laretz. Vare tefillin u'peter chamor, dechsiv behen bia. The Torah says in the parasha of Peter Chamor, and in the parasha of Tefillin, it's one parasha, in Shmos Yud Gimel, parashas Bo, Kadesh li kol b'chor Peter kol rechem, v'hoya ki v'yacha Hashem, v'hoya l'chol li'os al yodech l'zikro meninecha. So the words v'hoya ki v'yacha introduce bia, and nevertheless, v'nogim bein ba'aretz, u'bein b'chutz laretz. They are not limited to Eretz Yisrael. We know that Tefillin is no Heges, even b'chutz laretz. Rashi says there were many Amoraim that wore Tefillin in Chutz Laretz. Tosus says maybe they only did so midrabanan. How do you know it was a din d'oraisa? And he answers that if they were only doing it midrabanan, why didn't the Tana say in our Mishnah Chutz min haTefillin, like it says Chutz min haOrla, even though Orla is only d'rabanan in Chutz Laretz, according to that sheet in the Gemara later on in Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis? Be that as it may, the premise of the Gemara is that Tefillin is noeg even in Chutz Laretz, despite the fact that the Torah adds Vayu Ki V'yacha. So therefore we have to reinterpret the Mishnah of Tluya V'ena Tluya Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Hachikomer Kol Mitzvah Shichovas Haguf, a mitzvah which is incumbent upon the person, Shabbos, Tefillin, Avodah Zarah, Petach Hamor, Bris Milah, Arayos, etc., is no Heges, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz Laretz. But if you have a mitzvah of Chovas Karka, and the mitzvah is engendered by Karka and that which grows from Karka, we gave examples before, like Trumas and Maisus, like Shemitah, we have Challah, Leket, Shichu, Peah, Eino no Heges, Ela Ba'aretz. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says, Kol Mitzvah Shituyah Ba'aretz. Namely, it's a Chovas Karka, and Eino no Heges, Ela Ba'aretz. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. A mitzvah which is a Chovas Haguf, is Eino Tuyah Ba'aretz, is no Heges, even in Chutz Laretz. Minani mili, what's the source for this distinction between a Chovas HaKarka, which is limited to Eretz Yisrael, and a Chovas HaGuf, that applies even in Chutz Laretz, the Tanur Rabbanon? This is a Braisa based on the Pasuk in Dvarim Yud Beis, Eile HaChukim VaMishpatim Asher Tishmarun Lasos Ba'aretz. Emphasize that word Ba'aretz. Asher Nosan Hashem Elokei Avosecha Lecha L'Rishta Kol Yomim Asher Atem Chaim Al Hadoma. Now you can emphasize the phrase Al Hadoma. So we have Ba'aretz and we have Al Hadoma. And the Braisa darshins this pasuk. Eila Hachukim Elu Hamidrashos. These are the dinim that are explicitly written in the Torah. And the Chachamim I'm sorry, that are not explicitly written in the Torah, and the Chachamim derive these dinim from Midrashos. That's Chukim. Vamishpatim, Elu Hadinim, those are laws that are explicit in the Torah. Asher Tishmarun, that's a reference to Mishnah. Lasos Zumaisa is a reference to Kiyum HaMitzvahs. Ba'aretz, I might think, Yochel, Kol HaMitzvos Kulam Lo Yunogim El Ba'aretz, Tamaloma Kol HaYomim Asher Atem Chaim Al Hadoma. Al Hadoma implies Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz. Nu, V'i, I Kol HaYomim. If this be the case, the Torah should have said Kol Hayomim Asher Atem Chaim Al Adoma. Why did it say Ba'aretz? We pointed out before that there are two words. There's Adoma and Ba'aretz. Yochol, I would think you know Gim Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'chutz La'aretz Talmud Lomah Ba'aretz. So we have on the one hand Kol Hayomim Asher Atem Chaim Al Adoma to tell you that the mitzvahs apply even in Chutz La'aretz. On the other hand, we have the opposite. We have Ba'aretz to teach you that the mitzvahs are only relevant in Eretz Yisrael. Achar Shariba HaKosuv Umiyet. We have now a very complex situation. We've got a ribui to apply to any location, even Chutzot, to have a miyu to limit it to Eretz Yisrael. Tzei Lamad Mimasha Omer Be'inyet. We can only reconcile this contradiction by studying the context of this parasha. Immediately after the Torah says Kol Hayomim Asher Atem Chayim Al Hadoma, it says Habeit Ha'avdu Nes Kol HaMakomos Asher Avdu Shom Hagoyim Asher Atem Yorshim Osas Alokheihem Al Hahorim Aromim V'Al Hagvos V'Tachas Kol Yitzrano. This is the mitzvah of Ibud Avodas Kochovim V'Sham Sheha, to destroy and uproot any akum, any objects or places of worship, of idol worship in the land of Israel. And the destruction of Avodah Zarah applies anywhere, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. We'll see the Ramban's cash on this in a minute. Is ma avodas kocha miyuchet shichovas haguf. The Torah says Kol Hayom Asher Atem Chayim Al Ha'adoma as a ribui to Chutz La'aretz, and the context is Avodas Kochavim. What is Avodas Kochavim? If we look at its character, it becomes paradigmic of a Chovas Haguf. It's not related to character at all. V'noheges Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'chutz La'aretz. Is Af Kol any mitzvah Shichovas Haguf Noheges Ba'aretz Bein Ba'aretz Ubein B'chutz La'aretz. That's the paradigm of a Chovas Mitzvah that's Tluya Beguf, Chovas Aguf, and it applies even in Chutz La'aretz. So Ramban asks, the Yisra Avodah Zarah that is not exactly mentioned in this pasuk. What's mentioned here is the Ibud of Avodas Kochavim, and that mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. As the pasuk says in the continuation, Asher Atem Yorshim Osam. So the Akiras Akum would seem to apply in Eretz Yisrael and only in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam in Hilchas Akum Perek Zayin has a different opinion. He holds that Akiras Akum applies in Chutz La'aretz as well, just that in Eretz Yisrael there's a special mitzvah, Lirdof. We have to actively seek and find the Avodah Zarah in order to uproot it and destroy it. But in any event, the Ramban seems to assume that in Chutz La'aretz this mitzvah doesn't apply. Says the Ramban, the Gemara's intention here is to ask from the Iser HaKrovas Bamos. In other words, there are different periods of time in Jewish history. There's what's called Shas Heter Bamos, and there's Shas Iser Bamos. The Torah says right here in this parasha that Lo Sasun Kein Lashem Elokechem, and that's a reference to Iser Bamos, and that applies even in Chutz La'aretz. And that is what the Gemara has in mind here. Even though, again, the Gemara doesn't mention Iser Bamos at a time of Iser Bamos, and yet the Gemara just mentions Avodas Kochavim, and the Ritva tries to amplify this Ramban by saying, since Avodas Kochavim is mentioned at the beginning of this parasha, And it's very similar to the Iser Bamos, which is also kind of an avoda that's prohibited. And the Iser Bamos is no heges bechol makom. So the Gemara uses the term avodah zarah sort of like as a catchphrase, a heading for that entire parasha, but it's really a reference to the Iser of Shechita Bebamos. The Mishnah says, Chutz min ha'orla v'hakelayim. These are two mitzvahs that are dependent upon karka, and yet they apply in Chutz Loretz. And then Rabbi Eliezer adds, Chadosh. The Gemara now vacillates back and forth how to interpret Rabbi Eliezer. The Talmidim asked the following question. Rabbi Eliezer, l'kula polig o l'chumra polig? In other words, are the words of Rabbi Eliezer going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah establishes that a mitzvah shel chovas karka is limited to Eretz Yisrael, and now he's adding chadash, or lechumra, or he's going lechumra to attach himself, to attach chadash to Arla and Kalayim, and teach us that even though Chadash, like Arla and Kalayim, are Tlius Bekarka, nevertheless they are Noagos, even in Chutz Loretz. L'chumra polig v'hachi kamart. Tanakama, the Tanakama was saying, Chutz min Arla v'Kalayim, Dilchasa Gemira lei. In the case of Arla, we have a halach l'mosh mi Sinai that teaches that it is no Heges, even in Chutz Loretz. Afagav, Dikol, and Meimer, we should have said logically, Chovas Karkai, and it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Psukim seem to indicate. Aval Chadosh, according to the Tanakhama, Ba'aretz in, Bechutzaretz lo. Only Arla and Kalayim are mentioned by virtue of the Halach Lavosh Misinai. But Chadosh is a Chovas Karka, only applies to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Tanakhama. My timer, and why is it logical to assume, according to this Tanakhama, that the Iser Chadosh applies only in Eretz Yisrael? Because the Torah says, Bechol Moshvoseichem, and you would have said, Bechol Moshvoseichem would apply even in Chutz Loretz. But the answer is, Moshav Liachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva Mashma. What the Torah has in mind when it says, Bechol Moshvoseichem, is not Chutz Loretz, but it's halacha within Eretz Yisrael. The Torah is qualifying at what point is the Iser Chadosh Noheg in Eretz Yisrael. And that's called Moshav Liachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva Mash. But there were 14 years after Yeshua entered the land until he conquered the land and divided it up amongst the Shvatim. So in Eretz Yisrael, when Bnei Yisrael entered into the land, they were not immediately obligated in the Iser Chadosh, because Bechol Moshvoseichem means Liachar Yeshiva. But in any event, the mitzvah is limited, according to the Tanakhama, to Eretz Yisrael, like any other Chovas Karka. Also, Rabbi Eliezer Lemeimar. Now Rabbi Eliezer wants to be Machmir and Cholek on the Tanakhama, and add to the list of Arla and Kalayim, which apply in Chutzot, Af, Chodesh, Noeg, Bein, Baritz, Bein, Bechutzot. It's my time, what's the logic of Rabbi Eliezer? And the answer is, Moshav, he understands that when it says, Bechol Moshvo Seichem, the meaning of Bechol Moshvo Seichem is Bechol Mokom Shatem Yoshvim, wherever Jews settle, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or even in Chutzlaretz. Chodesh now becomes a mitzvah that applies even in Chutzlaretz, no less than Arla and Kelayim. That's called Lechumra Polig. Oh, Dilma the Gemara says, let's analyze the other possibility, Lekula Polig. Hachi Kamer Tanakama. The Tanakama was of the opinion, Chutz min Arla v'Kelayim. Dil Chesagimirelei v'Cholshkein Chadosh. Even without a Hilchesagimirelei should apply even in Chutzlaretz, the Moshav, the Torah says, "B'chol Moshav Seichem, Kol Mokom Shatem Yoshvim Mashma." And now Rabbi Eliezer comes Lekula, and his comment is, "Also Rabbi Eliezer Lemeimar Chodosh Einu Noeg Ela Ba'aretz, the Moshav, the meaning of the word Moshav is Liacha Yerusha V'Yeshiva Mashma." Umay Af, And what do we do with the word af? Rabbi Eliezer says af chadosh, which we thought meant that it's noeg b'chutzlatz, but now he's saying that according to Rabbi Eliezer, lekula polig, it's limited to Eretz Yisrael, akamaisa. It's going back to an earlier statement at the beginning of the Mishnah. It says, kol mitzvah tliya ba'aretz, no heges ba'aretz. And the kula of Rabbi Eliezer is to tag along the chadash. That chadash is also engendered by the karka, it's a chovas karka. And it applies in Eretz Yisrael and only in Eretz Yisrael. Toshma, the Omer Abaye, man, tana, de polig alei, the Rabbi Eliezer. Abaye is going to identify the tana who disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. And then we can see, by possible elimination, what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Rabbi Yishmael, he says, Abaye can identify the bar plukta of Rabbi Eliezer as Rabbi Yishmael de Sanya. We learned in a braisa. Lilamed cha. Okay, we'll see later on that this is a reference to Nisachim. In the Parsha Nisachim, it also says Moshav. Shekol makom shenemar b'moshav eino eliachar Yerusha v'yeshiva divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael is of the opinion that the word Moshav, in this case written in the Parsha of Nisachim, teaches us that it applies only after the 14 years of Kibush v'chiluk, but not immediately when they entered into Eretz Yisrael. That's Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. And Rabbi Eliezer is going to disagree with this, which means that he's going to assume B'chol Moshe Seichem is going to tell us even in Chutzlatz, and that's called L'chumra Polig. But first, let's read through the Braisa. The Braisa quotes in the Sefer Rabbi Akiva, who disagrees with Rabbi Yishmael. And he says, how can you tell me that the word Moshav means that it's limited to Eretz Yisrael, but only after Yerusha v'Yeshiva, Hare Shabbos, Shenemer Bo Moshavos. In the case of Shabbos, it says, Lo Savaro Eish B'chol Moshavos Seilom Yom HaShabbos, V'no Heges, Bein Ba'aretz, Ubein B'chutz La'aretz. So Rabbi Akiva is going to use the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is No Heges B'chol Mokom, to prove that when it says Moshavos, it doesn't mean that it's within Eretz Yisrael after Kibush v'Chiluk, but Moshavos means B'chol Moshe Seichem even in Chutz La'aretz. How does Rabbi Akiva know for sure that when it says B'chol Moshe Seichem in the context of Shabbos, it doesn't mean to say that we have to wait until after Yerusha v'Yeshiva? The Pnei Yeshua says, because the mitzvah Shabbos was noheges even when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar. We find the parasha of Mekoshesh Eitzim, we find the parasha of Man, we find the tzivu of Eshab Sosai Tishmoru, which is reference to Melechus HaMishkan, that building the Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos. Clearly, the word Moshav is not a reference to Yerusha v'Yeshiva within Eretz Yisrael, but rather B'chol Moshvo Seichem. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva turns to Rabbi Yishmael and he says, how can you tell me that the phrase Moshav or Moshvo Seichem refers to Eretz Yisrael Yachar Yerusha v'Yeshiva? We see from Shabbos it's not like that. Amalei, Rabbi Yishmael responds in self-defense, Shabbos Kal V'chomer Asya. You cannot derive and prove anything from the mitzvah of Shabbos, because the reason why Shabbos applies anywhere is not because of the word Moshav, like you would have it, Rabbi Akiva, but because of a Kal V'chomer. And what is the Kal V'chomer? Ma mitzvos kalos nogos bein baretz bein b'chutzot Shabbos chamira lo kolshkein. Shabbos is an isur chomer. Certainly it should apply even in chutz laretz. It means that I don't need the word Moshav with regard to Shabbos to teach me, as you would have it, Rabbi Akiva, that it's B'chol Moshvo Seichem, and therefore Shabbos is an exception to the rule. So in effect it comes out that even Rabbi Yishmael agrees that in the context of Shabbos, since we know logically that Shabbos is noeg, even in Chutzlah, it's based on this Kal V'chomer, it's an Iser Chamur, therefore the word Moshvo Seichem certainly means even in Chutzlah. So we know that Shabbos is even in Chutz La'aretz. But on the other hand, in the case of Nesachim, where the mitzvah is l'chora a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, because Nesachim comes from G'dulei Karka of Eretz Yisrael, there we would be inclined to say that the word Moshvos is kipshuto, which means within Eretz Yisrael, but after Moshav, after Yerusha v'Yeshiva. In any event, now we can come back to Rabbi Eliezer regarding Chadosh Mida Omar, Abai Man Talani De Polig Aleid Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shmuel, from the words of Abaye, identifying the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Eliezer as Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, who insists that the word Moshav means within Eretz Yisrael, but Liachar Yerusha v'Yeshiva, Shema Mino Asher, we can derive from this, Rabbi Eliezer L'chumra Polik, that Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, understands Moshav as referring to Chutzlaretz, and he's being Machmir, adding to Arla and Kelayim, the third case of Chadosh, Shema Mino, that Rabbi Eliezer is L'chumra, that Chadosh is Noeg even in Chutzlaretz. Now, the Gemara now begins to analyze Rabbi Shmuel regarding this principle that we saw attributed to Rabbi Shmuel, that Moshav means Liachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Michdi, Rabbi Shmuel, Ahechakoi, Rabbi Shmuel is referring to what context when he says that Moshav means Liachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva Nesachim. It's a case of Nesachim, and there it says Moshav. Is Binisachim Bia U Moshav Ksiv Bahu. In fact, the Moshav of Nesachim is not really a paradigm. It's not fair to use that as your binyan av that Moshav means within Eretz Yisrael, because in addition to Moshav, the Torah also used the word Bia. And the Parsha of Nesachim in Parsha Shlach opens up Bamidbar Tezvav Kisavo El Eretz Moshvo Sechem. So when you take together these two terms, Kisavo and Moshvo Sechem, you certainly derive the conclusion that we're talking about a mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz. How then could Rabbi Shmuel use this parash of Nesachim as a binyan av, so to speak, that whenever the Torah uses the word Moshav, it means Liachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva, even if the word Moshav exists alone? Maybe Rabbi Shmuel would only derive this limitation of Liachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva when there's a combination of both Bia and Moshav. Hachi Kamer, this is what Rabbi Shmuel means, L'lamed. What do we derive from Nesachim, which have both Bia and Moshav, and it means Liachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva? Shekol Mokum Shenemar Bia U'Moshav, Eina Ela Liachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So now the Gemara qualifies that what Rabbi Shmuel derives from Nesachim is that when you have both Bia and Moshav, then it applies only in Eretz Yisrael and after Kibush, after Yerusha v'Yeshiva. And from this we could derive that Chadosh, where it says both Bia and Moshav, is limited to Eretz Yisrael, Yachar, Yerusha v'Yeshiva. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel against the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer and Mishnah, that Chadosh is Noeg even in Chutz Loretz. Ihachi, the Gemara says, if Rabbi Shmuel is only talking about a combination of Bia and Moshav, then how do we understand the counter argument of Rabbi Akiva recorded in this Brisa? Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Rei Shabbos, Nemarbo Moshvos. What kind of argument is that against Rabbi Shmuel? In fact, in the case of Shabbos, Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Moshav Sechem, it doesn't say Ki Tavo El Ha'aretz. There's no mention of Bia. V'yomer Lein, Rabbi Shmuel took Rabbi Akiva's argument quite seriously and responded in self-defense, Shabbos Kal V'chomer Hi. that you can derive Shabbos as an exception to the rule from the Kal v'chomer, and therefore Moshav means even in Chutz Laretz. Namely, why didn't Rabbi Shmuel just answer him? And no, I was deriving from Nesachim whenever it says both Bia and Moshav Kamina. That's what I said, and Shabbos has nothing to do with that because it only says Moshav. So the Gemara answers, Chad of the Ode Kamerle. Truth is that Rabbi Shmuel could have defended himself by that way, but he was sort of like on the turf of Rabbi Akiva. Chada, va'ana, number one, you have no attack against me, because I use Nesachim because it's Bia U'Moshav Kamina, that has nothing to do with Shabbos. V'od, and even according to your logic, that you understood that when my point was, and that's what I derived from Nesachim, is that whenever it says Moshav, that's all you need is Moshav, and that itself means it's totally Beretz Yisrael. The Ka'amrin, and you ask me, Akasha Re Shabbos, Shedever Bo Shavos, and nevertheless, Shabbos is no Heges, Bain Bars, Bain Bechutzlarts, I'll answer you according to your premise that Shabbos is Kal V'chomer He. The source and the basis for Shabbos and Chutzlarts is not the word Moshe Hosechem, but rather the Kal V'chomer. Now the Gemara tries to get down to the root of the Machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva B'mai, Kamiflugi. Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbi Shmuel that Moshav in the Parashah Nesachim is Liachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva? The Gemara answers, Bekeravu Nesachim Amidbar Kamiflugi. What was the status of Nesachim when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar? Did they bring Nesachim, or did they not bring Nesachim? Was the Chiyuv of Nesachim in the Midbar before Eretz Yisrael Bishmol Savalo Kirvu Nesachim a Midbar? The Pasuk says Moshavos, and that's teaching you that the Karbonos were accompanied by Nesachim only after they entered into Eretz Yisrael and Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Rabbi Akiva Sava Kirvu Nesachim B'Midbar. Even in the Midbar before they entered into Eretz Yisrael, they brought Nesachim, let's say a Karban Yochid has to be accompanied by Nesachim, and even in the Midbar, they brought Nesachim with their Karbanos. The Torah was only trying to teach us that when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, the Yochid would have to bring Nesachim in a Bomas Yochid. And according to this, we cannot interpret the Torah, the Moshav, in the Parashah Nesachim to tell us that Nesachim apply only in Eretz Yisrael and only after Yerusha V'Yeshiva, because in fact, even in the Midbar, they brought Nesachim with their Karbanos. Rather, you'd have to say that when the Torah says Moshavos in the Parashah of Nesachim, it means Bechol Makom Shatim Yoshvim, wherever you are, if you have a Heter Bomos, like for example, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, or in the case of other times in history, maybe between Bais Rish and Bais Sheni, you have to know, then in those cases, those Karbonos brought in a Bamas Yachid were accompanied by Nesachim, because B'chol Makom Shatim Yoshvim, that's what Moshav means according to Rabbi Akiva. Good. Now the Gemara shifts its focus to Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Abaye, Hai Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana that we've been discussing until now is a Tana who comes from Debei Rabbi Shmuel, meaning from the base Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. And his opinion is that whenever it says Bia U'Moshav, it means Liachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Mapik, but that's to the exclusion of Me'idach Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. There's another version of the Sheet of Rabbi Shmuel from the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel that disagrees with that first version. The Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, we have another version, an alternative version, that argues with the first version of Rabbi Shmuel, Hoil V'Nemru Bios. Since it says Bios Laretz in many different mitzvahs, by Torah Stam, and the Torah doesn't exactly elaborate and specify exactly when these mitzvahs apply. Do they apply immediately when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, or a little bit later on? Uparat l'cha kasa b'yechad mehem. But if there's one case where the Torah specifies and spells it out, liachar Yerusha v'Yeshiva, that it means we have to wait the 14 years of Kibush v'chiluk. Tahainu, and what is that case? That's the case of Melech. It says in the parasha Melech and Shoftim in Dvarim Yudzayim, Kisavo el ha'aretz, v'yirishtem v'yishavtem bo, v'yomarto asim alai Melech. It's only after you conquer the land and you settle therein, that's when the mitzvah of Melech, of Minui Melech, emerges. And that's going to be a paradigm for any cases where it says Bia, Kisavo el ha'aretz, af kol, every mitzvah where it says Bia, is li'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva. It's going to apply after Yerusha and Yeshiva. So it comes out that according to this Tana de Beit Rabbi Yishmael, even in a place where it says Bia alone, it means li'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva. The first version of Rabbi Yishmael had it in a different way, and that means that the halacha of Yerusha, the requirement of Yerusha v'yeshiva, applies only when you have Bia u'Moshe. So that's the first Tana of Rabbi Yishmael, Bia u'Moshe, whereas the second Tana of Rabbi Yishmael is Bia alone. Now, getting back to the first Tana de Beit Rabbi Yishmael, why does he disagree with the second Tana de Beit Rabbi Yishmael, the Idach, the first one, that you require both Bia and Moshav in order to establish the requirement of Liachar Yerusha v'Yeshiva? Why not derive from Melech, from the case of a Melech, where clearly the Torah says Ki Tavo El Aretz, and it's only after Yerusha v'Yeshiva that's specified in the Torah itself. Let's use Melech as the paradigm that whenever it says Bia, it means Yerusha v'Yeshiva. So the Gemara answers that the first Rabbi Yishmael, who requires both Bia and Moshav, he holds Mishum Davi Melech u'bikurim shnei ksuva boim kechot. We have another parasha in which it says Bia, and it means Liachar Yerusha v'Yeshiva. In addition to the parasha Melech, we have the parasha of Bikurim, and in Bikurim, the Torah says, this is in Dvarim, Perek, Chavav, and Parashas Kisavo, Hayu Kisavo, El Ha'aretz, Asher, V'chule, V'yirishta, V'yishavtem Ba. So it says Bia, and it says Yerushan Yeshiva, V'lakachtem Yerashas, Kolpri, Ha'adom, etc. The mitzvah Bikurim is called Shnei Ksuma, Ba'am Ke'echad, Ein Melamdin. When the Torah could have just told us once, and we would derive the second time from the first, and the Torah specifies the second, it's trying to block it, create a barrier, and say only in these two times, these are the exceptions, not the rule. So basically, what the Gemara seems to be presenting now, we'll see how this fleshes out in the Hemshech HaSugya, is that the machlokas between the two versions of the Beit Rabbi Yishmael revolves around the following issue. Do we classify Melech and Bikurim as Shnei Ksuva Bam Kechim, meaning that we could derive one from the other? Or do we say no? We couldn't derive one from the other. It's not a case of Shnei Ksuva Bam Kechad. And we don't activate the principle of Ein Molamdin, and therefore we do say Molamdin, and that's going to be the second Rabbi Yishmael, that Bia alone is enough to teach us Yerusha v'Yeshiva of the Idach. The second Tana, who says that we do derive from Melech, that whenever it says Bia, it teaches me that you need Yerusha and Yeshiva. Tzrichi, it's not Shnei Ksuva Bam Kechrei Melamdin, because we need both Melech and Bikurim. Because of Rachmana Melech, I would think that the reason why Melech, the appointment of a king, is delayed until after Yerusha v'Yeshiva, v'lokosav Bikurim, I would have thought that Bikurim, on the contrary, should apply as soon as they enter into the land, Havamina. I would think Bikurim de Komishane, a person, when he takes his first, he harvests his first fruits, right, the Shivas Hamidim, and now he wants to enjoy the benefits of those fruits. First, Lialter, immediately, he becomes obligated in the mitzvah of Bikurim. So I would not have extrapolated from Melech that we should wait and postpone the mitzvah of Bikurim until after Yerusha v'Yeshiva. I would have assumed logically that if I can give the Beispiel, the example of Birchas Hanenim, Right? The Torah says that, you know, before you enjoy anything, you need a matir. It's me'ilah. L'Hashem Aratzim Uloah. The matir is the bracha. Here too, the matir to enjoy the benefits of your peros is Havas Bikurim. And I would say that immediately when they wanted to, they entered into the land, they wanted to enjoy the benefit of the fruits, they would have to first bring Bikurim and go the other way around. Ikos of Bikurim, had the Torah only written Bikurim, that you have to postpone Bikurim until after the years of Yerusha V'Yeshiva Lokos of Melech. I mean, I would have thought that Melech is a mitzvah that applies immediately when they enter into the land. Then why is that so? Melech the Darko Lichbosh. We desperately need the king to fulfill the mitzvah milchama. One of the main functions of a king is to go out to battle. Is Lialter immediately when they entered into the land? And the purpose was to conquer the land through milchama. We don't want to wait till Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Immediately we need a Melech. And therefore, the fact that Bikurim was postponed for 14 years doesn't tell me anything about Melech. And if that be the case, then the second version of Dvei Rabbi Shmuel is correct. We have a case here of Melech. We have a case of Bikurim to serve as paradigms for the halacha that whenever it says Bia, it means Liachat Yerusha V'Yeshiva. And you'll argue, Shnei Ksu Avon Kechene Malam, then no. I need each one of these two psukim. If I only had Melech, I wouldn't know Bikurin, and vice versa, V'idach. Now we go back to the first Rabbi Shmuel. He holds that Melech and Bikurim are Shnei Ksuva Bom Kiechod, and therefore they cannot serve as a Binyan Av to teach us that Bia means Yerusha V'Yeshiva, is Nichtov Rachmana Melech V'loboy Bikurim. According to the logic of the first Rabbi Shmuel, if the Torah would have told us that Melech is postponed for 14 years, I would have certainly derived Bikurim being postponed for 14 years with a Kal V'chomer. Hano Amina, my logic would have been compelling with a Kal V'chomer. Ma Melech D'lichbosh, we need desperately a king to conquer the land. So immediately when we enter the land, we appoint a king. Is nevertheless, the Torah has already told us that it's Liachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva is Bikurim Lo Kolshken. How much more so would I derive logically that Bikurim, which is not such a pressing need, can be postponed for 14 years until after Yerusha V'Yeshiva? And therefore, we go back to our original point that it's Shnei Ksu Abom Kechavei Malamdin. Oh, so now the Gemara has to sort of revamp its understanding of the second Rabbi Shmuel. We call it in terms of GPS, we call it to recalculate. And the Gemara backtracks and says, V'idoth, the second Tana, his argument is that even if he cannot derive from Bikurim Melech, is Ikosav Hachi. Had the Torah written the case of Melech alone, Hava Mina Midi Davi Achala, I would have compared it to Chala. And Bikurim, to some extent, is equated to Chala, because they're brought together in the Torah. In the Torah it says, with regard to Chala Bia, Bevoachem El Haaretz, is also at the end of Parshas, at the Parshas Shlach, Bevoachem El Haaretz Asher Ani Mevi Eschem Shama, Tarimu Truma Lashem, which is a reference to Chala. And the halacha of Chala is that it applies immediately when they enter into Eretz Yisrael. We'll have to see exactly how we know about that. That's going to be a Sifri in Parshas Shlach. But be that as it may, the Torah says, Bibachem ala Oretz, and it means that you're obligated in this mitzvah of challah immediately when you enter into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, even though Rabbi Shmuel the First has a kal v'chomer in which he derives Bikurim from Melech, Rabbi Yishmael the Second says no. That kal v'chomer would not cut the mustard. Why? Because I would have equated Bikurim with challah. The dinim of Bikurim are very similar to the dinim of challah. Challah is a dough that was kneaded, with a K, kneaded from the five species of grains. You have to be mafresh truma, which is called challah, given to the Kohen. And the Torah says, v'yabacholchem ilechem haaretz tarimu truma l'ashem. And that truma is challah. And Bikurim is also very similar because Bikurim applies to the five species of grains plus certain fruits as well. And we would have equated Challah to Bikurim, Bikurim to Challah. Just like in Challah, where it says Bia, Bevachem al Aretz, it means immediately when you enter the land, I would have assumed that Bikurim also when you enter into the land. And therefore the Torah in the Parsha Bikurim had to be very outspoken and very explicit about the fact that you have to wait till after Yerusha the Yeshiva. That's what it says in the Pasuk. The Gemara now goes back a little bit to the case and the principle of mitzvahs atlius baretz. The Mishnah says that such a mitzvah is no heges baretz yisrael bilvad, only in Eretz Yisrael, and that's a chovas karka. Mitzvah she'eno tliya baretz applies, that's a chovas haguf, applies everywhere. And the question is, why is it that the Torah had to go out of its way in certain mitzvahs, which are chovas haguf, and tell me that the mitzvah applies even in chutz la'aretz hashta, the amrit, chovas haguf no eges bein ba'aretz. Bein ba'aretz so bein b'chutz la'aretz is moshav the kosher rachmor l'gavi Shabbos lomali. Why did the Torah have to say moshav seichem, which means even in chutz la'aretz? Was there some sort of a havamina that Shabbos as a paradigm of a chovas haguf would apply only in Eretz Yisrael? It's true, we need it. Salke daita chamina hoel uvinyani demoedos ksiva. There's one parsha of Shabbos and Moedim. In Vayikruch of Gimel and Emor, it says, Daber b'nei Yisrael ma'atolei Moedei Hashem. Asher tikro som mikroi kodesh eluhei Moedoi. And that is the psicha to the parsha of Moedos and the Karbonos. And immediately thereafter, in the next pasuk, it says Sheshis Yom Tasav Loch V'Yoshi Shabbos, referring to Shabbos. And then the Torah goes back to Moedos. The Vilna Gaon has a special word on this. He counts the 6 days here as the 6 days of Yontif. Ubayom Hashvi is a reference to Shabbos Shabbos unto Yom HaKippurim. But be that as it may, the Gemara understands now that there's some sort of a hekesh, because within the parasha of Modos we have the mitzvah of Shabbos, and if that's the case, Tiboy Kiddush Ki Modos, we would require Kiddush Al Yidei Bezdin in order to engender Shabbos. Again, I don't exactly know what the Bezdin, they wouldn't be waiting for Adam to testify that it's Shabbos, but maybe as we entered into the seventh day, they would have to say Makudosh, Makudosh, and be Makadosh the Shabbos, Ki Moedos, just like they do with regard to Moedim. It's Kamash Malon, Moshvo Seichem, and Shabbos teaches us that Kedushas Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaima, as the Gemara establishes at the beginning of Beitzah, and we don't need Bezdin for that. And here we have a little bit of a chiddush of the Maribe Rav that's quoted here. He has a discussion about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, where the Bezdin was located, was in Chelek of Shevet Yehuda. The Torah says in Parshas Rei Lishitho Sidshu Vasa Shama, and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that called Drishas HaTadoresh Lo Yehel B'Shichno Shel Makom. So when the Torah said Moshvo Seichem B'Shamis, the Torah is telling us Bechol Mokom Shatem Yoshvim, meaning that all the Moshavos are the same or equal or uniform. There's no difference between Yehuda and other places, and that means that you don't need Kiddush Al Yidei Bezdin, but rather Shabbos is Me'leha Himekudeshes. A lot of Rishonim asked the question, the Gemara Baba Basra derives that Shabbos doesn't need Kiddush Bezdin from a different pasuk. It says, Vayidaber Moshe Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael Moadei Hashem tzricha Kiddush Bezdin, Shabbos Breishis Eino tzricha Kiddush Bezdin. In any event, the Gemara, as far as we're concerned, establishes a justification for the word Moshvo Seichem as far as Shabbos is concerned. Now the Gemara is going to ask about Chelev Edam, Moshav, the Kosar Rachmona Gavi Chelev Edam. In the parashah, Vayikra Gimel, Chukas Olam L'dor Seichem B'chol Moshvo Seichem, Kol Chelev Edam Lo Sol Chelu Lomali, why did I would have him have a mina that the Isra Achilas Chelev Edam, which is a classical case of Chovas HaGuf would be applicable only in Eretz Yisrael. I need the Pasuk, Ki'ilu, I need the Pasuk B'chol Mosh HaSeichel to teach me Chele V'dam in Chutz Laretz. It's Tzrich, Salka, that Kamina hold Binyani the Karbonus Ksive. The Iser Achilas Dam and Chelev is integrated into the Parsha of Karbonos, if you take a look in Vayikra Gimel. And you look at the first 16 psukim, you'll see that the Torah continues the dinim of Karban Chatos and Parkoin Moshiach. And then it mentions the Isa Chelev Adam. I would think, therefore, since the Isa Chelev Adam is interwoven into the fabric of Karbanos, Bizman Dika Karban, Nitzar Chelev Adam, Bizman Deleka Karban, Lo. Maybe after Churban Abayis, the Iser of Chelev, the Iser of Dam, is completely alleviated. Kamash Malon, B'chol Mosh V'Seichem, comes to teach us that in any period of time, even after Churban Abayis, these Isurim apply. Again, why did the Torah, the Gemara doesn't address that question, why did the Torah in fact confuse us and generate this Havamina by integrating the Iser of Chelev Adam into the Parsha of Karbanos? Perhaps there's a thematic connection because, you know, the Chelev is burnt on the Mizbeach in the case of the Karbanos, the Dam is Nizrak al Gabi Mizbeach. These are essential parts of the Avodas HaKarbon. The Gemara now asks, well, what about Moshe of the Kosra Monagabi Matzu? More, the Torah says in Parshas Bo, Bechol Moshe Hosechem Tochlu Matzos. Lovely, what was the happening that matzah as a chovas haguf would be limited to Eretz Yisrael? Itzrich, I might think that it only applies bizman dika korban pesach. Saltik dait chamin the Gemara says ho il since I would think it says ksiv al matzim rom yochlu is bizman dika pesach in bizman dika pesach lo. Maybe the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of maror, together forms one entity with Karban Pesach. And therefore, the Acher Churba, we don't have Bizman Hazeh, the Pesach, we don't have the mitzvah of matzah, maror, Kamash Malon, the Pasuk Moshol Sechem Matzah Maror, is coming to teach us that these mitzvahs apply even in a period of time beyond the Migdash, beyond the Karban Pesach. There's no Hakrovas Karban Pesach Bizman Hazeh. It's strange, though. The Gemara in Pesachim derives the independent chiyuv of mitzvahs matzah from the pasuk ba'erev tochlu matzos. In other words, despite the fact that in one parsha the Torah integrates matzah together with achilas ha-pesach al matzos umrom yochlu, but in another parsha it says ba'erev tochlu matzos, and that teaches us that there's an independent mitzvah of matzah that's not dependent upon the Karban Pesach. Here, the Gemara seems to assume that if not for the Pasuk Moshe Voseichem, we would have assumed that matzah is dependent upon Karban Pesach. What about the Pasuk Be'erev Tochlu Matzos? So amongst the Rishonim, we have a Teretz, a Tosus, the Ramban, and others, that we need both Psukim. For one pasuk, we're going to learn about the chiyuv in Chutz Laretz bizman shebeis hamikdash ayikayim, meaning that even though the Beis HaMikdash stands, I might think that in Chutz Laretz the mitzvah doesn't apply because, you know what, I don't have the Karban Pesach in Chutz Laretz. And on the other hand, I need a pasuk to teach me, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash around, anywhere, we still have the mitzvah of matzah. The Gemara now says, we've asked all sorts of questions about why we need the word moshav in various mitzvahs, which are chovas haguf. Now the Gemara is asking, why does the Torah introduce the word bia in mitzvahs like tefillin and petarechem, petachamor? These mitzvahs are noagos b'chol makom, even in chutzlarts. Why did the Torah confuse us by writing bia? Bia de kos rachmona gabi tefillin u'peter chamor. In the parasha in Shmos Yud Gimel, it says, kadish li kol b'chor peter kol rechem. And then it says, in addition to peter chamor, it says, v'hoya ki yivach Hashem, v'hoya l'chol l'os, al yodech l'zikor me'enech l'mitzah tefillin. So here you have, v'hoya ki v'yacha, is lovely. Why did the Torah, with regard to these mitzvahs that in Ogos, even in Chutzlarts, add this confusing phrase of Ahoya Ki Yivacha? And the Gemara answers, "Ahumi boile lechidisanya debei Rabbi Yishmael." The Tana debei Rabbi Yishmael wants to teach us what was the status of tefillin and petach hamor in the midbar. The reason why it says bio betefillin upetach hamor, says Rabbi Yishmael, "Asei mitzvah zo shebishvila tikanes laretz." The Torah is trying to emphasize that if you want to come into the land, fulfill this mitzvah, the mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of petach hamor in the midbar, and that's going to be a zchus to allow you to enter into the land. Now the Gemara goes back to the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva that we spoke about earlier, namely when the Torah used the word Moshav, does Moshav mean in Eretz Yisrael, Yachar Yerusha Vishiva, or does Moshav mean anywhere in Chutz Laretz even, Bishle Milamandi Omar Moshav, Bechol Mokum Shatem Yoshim Mashma? According to Rabbi Akiva, we understand very well that the Iser Chodosh, it says Moshav, the Torah doesn't mean that the Iser is knowing after, only after Yerusha v'Yeshiva, and Haynu d'Chsiv, we understand in the Pasuk of Yoshua, it says, Vayochlu me'avur ha'aretz mimokhas ha'pesach, that Bnei Yisrael, when they entered into the land, they ate the Tfuah Chadasha only after Yom Rishon Shel Pesach, meaning after Tezayin b'Nisan. Mimokhas ha'pesach echol me'ikara lo achal. They wouldn't eat from the new crop, the new grains of Tfuah, until after Tezayin B'Nisan. Alma, we see very clearly, and here we're going on to Lamethes Omer Aleph, Akruv Omer. No, let's first bring the Omer. V'hadar Echol. And only afterwards would you be able to eat Chadosh, because again, according to Rabbi Akiva, we do not derive from Moshav that we have to wait till after Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Immediately when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, the Yisr Chodosh was activated, because the word Moshav comes to teach you even Chutz Laretz Elamand, the Omer according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the word Moshav is coming to teach you Liachar Yerusha v'Yeshiva, so the Yisr Chodosh, where it says Moshav, would not apply until after they entered and they settled the land, but not immediately. Bebias Haaretz is Nechol Lialta. Why couldn't they eat the Tfuah Chadosh immediately when they entered the Territzrol? Why would they wait until Mochras Yontif? And the answer is, says the Gemara, Lo Havu Tzricha. What's going on here is not that they couldn't and they were enjoined from eating the Tfuah Chadosh. The Yisr Chodesh wasn't knowing until much later on. But nevertheless, there was no need to eat from the Tfuah, because they still had man that they had taken from the Midbar, and they entered into Eretz Yisrael. The man hadn't yet been completely used up. And therefore, there was no need to eat from Tfuas. Eretz Yisrael was only after there was no more man. That's when they began to eat from the Tfuas Haaretz, and indeed they could eat from the Chodesh, even before Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Okay, we'll stop here.